Okay, so we're in the bottom of Samach Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanya, Achem Omrim Hikdim Molim Lo Arelim Kasher. So Achem is a reference to other, means other people, but it's a reference to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds that, let's say, when shechting the Pesach, so first he had a mind for the Molim, and then he had a mind for the Arelim, the dinner is Kasher.
What is Molim?
Having a Bris Milah.
And Arelim?
Those who don't have a Bris Milah.
Molim has, what do you mean?
And then let's say Arelim Lemulim, but let's say he was Hikdim, he first had in mind Arelim, then he had in mind Mulim, so then it is possible. So Maishna, Mulim, Arelim, Dukashur. Why is if Mulim come first as a Kashur? Dukhula Arla Ba'inan Velekam. We said before that the only way that the guest list is possible is if the entire guest list are filled with people who are possible. Meaning only if the full guest list is Arelim is it going to be disqualified. But once you have Mulim there, it's going to be Kashur. So I understand when Mulim come first and then Arelim. The reason why it's a kosher guest list is because you have mulam on the list. So if that's the case, if arelim lemulam, if arelim would come first, nami kula arla bina veleka, it should also be kosher because the order for it to be possible, you have to have all, the whole guest list to be full of arelim. But that's not the case. So in other words, the Gemara is asking, why does it make a difference which one comes first, arelim or mulam? It should really be the same thing. It's all totally on who's the guest list. If the guest is arelim and completely, but then that's going to be possible. If it's not fully arelim, then it will be kosher.
I also don't understand the concept of, like, you know, there is no hagdama on when you think, he might have thought at the same time, or whoever is here.
Right, so that's the Gemara is about to address. Why, who cares what the order
right.
is?
Okay.
So that's the Gemara is about to address. Now, the answer to the Gemara is going to be a little confusing. There's a massive Rashi, which we're not going to do. Rashi takes up about half the page on Tamech Gimel Amud Aleph. So I'll just tell you the basic line, but the Gemara answers as follows. Lema, so what's Pshat again? Why does it make a difference which comes first, whether he has in mind Mulim first or Arelim first? It should be both the same din. So Lema Kesavri Achim, say the Achim, who is Rabbi Meir, Eina L'Shchita El Besof. That Shchita only exists Besof. We'll explain what that means in a second. Uchderava, Damarava, Adayin Himachlokas. So, again, I can't get involved too much in this Rashi, but we said before, a few times already, we saw in Pesachim, that Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, whether we say Af B'Tafos Achron as well. Where's the Lashon? Here. When a person says two things, so everyone agrees his first thing is what he has in mind. Does he also have in mind his second statement? Is that part of it? That's Machlokas Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And there's a further Machlokas Abaye and Rava, how to understand that case. So whatever that means, there's a long Rashi again I don't want to do. Rava thinks it's still a Machlokas. So what does it mean, Eina Shechita Ela Basof? So you just look back that all the way down Rashi, in the medium wide lines down, 1, 2, 3, 4 medium wide lines down in Rashi. That's the end of this first Rashi in the page. He says the first words in line is Hainu Rabbi Meir. He says Hilkach Begmar Shchita Ein Shaos Lomar Shnei Dvarim. What does it mean? Ein Shchita El Basof. Shchita. The only moment Shchita exists is when the Shchita ends. You do a whole. You slice the behema. Slice the neck. The Iker moment is the last second of Shchita, the very end of it. That last second, you only have enough time to say one thing, not two things. So therefore, it makes a difference. If he first had in mind Mulin, so that was the one thing, the one word he had to say was Mulin, that the Shchita is defined by Mulin. If, however, the order is first he had in mind Arelim, then Mulim, so there's only enough time to say one thing, in that case it would be Arelim would be the only thing to be said, and the Shchita would be defined by Shechting only for Arelim. And that's the idea behind this Acherim.
What if he said Arelim when he started the Shechita and Mulim when he finished the Shechita?
It all, according to Rashi, it all depends on what he said at that split second.
Moment. Exactly. Does he have to say, or you can think, it's Machshava, right?
So according to this Machlokas, according to Rashi, Ein Shos Lomar Shnei Dvarim. You don't have time to say two things. In contrast to Rabbeinu Chananel, who says it's about Kavana, Rabbeinu Chananel writes, all in the top now, he says, Neima Kasa, there's a second line down in my Rabbeinu Chananel. Name of Kesavri Acherim Eino L'Shchit El Basof. V'chi Amar Hareini Shochet Lemulin L'Arelim. When he says both of them, Asof Shchita Komechavein. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it says, I think what you're saying, in the beginning of Shchita, he says, I'm having in mind for the Mulim and Arelim, but I want it to take place at the end of the Shchita. It's all about Kavana. And Rashi says, no, what do I say? What do I say at the end? As I'm about to complete the Shchita, do I say Arelim or do I say Mulin? That's the moment when I say something. So the Nafka Mina there point out the Achronim, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, let's say I said, right before Shechita, I say, I'm having in mind that this is for the Mulin and the Arelim, And I don't say kavana for the end. I have kavana that in the entire shechita, I want the entire shechita to be both for the arelim and for the mulin, not only at the end of the shechita. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, they say it's going to actually be good. It's going to be for both of them. Because Rabbeinu Chananel, all depends on when it's kavana, when does he want the chalos to bichal.
But according to him, you can have a previous kavana and make and have in mind to chal at a certain moment.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Rashi is about what you say at that split second of Gemara Shechita. Uh-huh. That's what the Achorim point out. So this is the Machlokes. This is what the Pshat of Acherim. Since Acherim hold that Ein L'Shechita El Basof, we'll go with Rashi's Pshat right now. Since it only works at that last split second of Shechita, it all depends on what you said first. Did you say Arelim first? It's going to be possible. If you said Mulim first, it's going to be a Kasher Shechita. Then the Gemara says, again, that I can't really explain because that's a massive Rashi, but there's a machlokas regarding the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Meir discussion. Hilkach explains the Gemara, Hiktim mulin arelim mulin chaylim, arelim lo chaylim. But if hiktim arelim lemulin, if you first said arelim, then arelim chaylim mulim lo chaylim. And that's pshat in the Acherim. Gemara says, "I'm a rabba." Lo, not true. This is not pshat. That's not pshat behind the acherim. The olam kesavri acherim yeshnu l'shchita mitchila v'atzof. Shchita from the beginning to the end, however many seconds it takes. I don't imagine it takes too long,
sorry,
but a few seconds.
Sorry, can we just repeat? We just said it because since it's chal at the end, at the moment of shchita.
So the first thing you say is what defines the shchita.
That's what counts.
If you first say mulin, so mulin is chal because that's the first thing you said, but arelim isn't chal.
Because we're holding, according to Rashi, that he said that word when he finished Shechit, and according to Rabbi Yochananel, he had that in mind.
Exactly.
That's how we take it.
Right. So then that's all the pshat. That's the Gemara's initial understanding of the opinion of the Acherim. Comes along Rabba, I'm a Rabba, lo. Not true. I don't like that pshat. Liolam kesavi, really Acherim hold, kesavi Acherim, yeshnu l'shchita mitchila v'atzof. The entire Maisa Shechita, from the beginning to end, let's say it takes 5 seconds. I've never seen a Shechita, but let's say 5 seconds. You have more than just 1 second, there are 5 seconds it takes. So, in that case, you have enough time during those 5 seconds from beginning to end to say what you need to say. You could say Arelim and you could say Mulim in any order you want. They're both going to be during the Maisa Shechita, and the Shechita will be defined by both of them. It therefore should be a Kosher Shechitas Pesach, because as long as you have Mulim on the guest list, I don't care if they're Arelim, it's going to be a Kosher guest list. So what's the Machlok? Why does Acherim think there's a difference of the order? So V'hocha B'mayaskin, what are we dealing with here, says Rabbah? Kigon Shigamar B'libo L'Tervayu Bein Lemulun Bein L'Arelim. In his mind, B'libo, in his heart, he had a mind for both of them. However, V'hotzi B'piv L'Arelim V'lo Hispik Lomar L'Mulim Ad Shinigmar Shechita B'Arelim. What happened was, he had in mind both of them, but then he wanted to articulate it. He said, my Shechita is going to be for the Arelim. And then before he could say Mulim, Shechita was over. That was done. This is Machlokes. So again, when you have certain things in Machshava, but you don't actually say it, is that going to be Chal? Do you go based on your Machshava, or do you go based on your Dibor? So this is what the Gemara explained. The Rabbi Meir Savar, who the Rabbi Meir is Acherim, we said. Rabbi Meir Savar, lo ba'inan pi v'libo shavim. You don't need the mouth, the Dibor, to be consistent with the Machshava. Whatever came out of his mouth, that's what's going to be Chal. We don't care what was his Machshava. So since Lamaisha, the only thing that came out was Arelim, it's going to be possible, regardless of the fact that he had in mind Mulim as well. And Rabbanan Savri Ba'inan Piv Libo Shavim. They have to be consistent with each other. So therefore, even though he only said Arelim, since his Machshava was also from Mulim, even though he never actually said it though, but the Machshava was there, it won't be possible. Because you have to have them to be equal. Once it's not equal, once Piv says one thing, and the Machshava says something else, it's going to be a problem. It will be a problem in terms of the Chal, the Chalos. And therefore, Chacham would hold, it would be a Kasher guest list since his mind had a Mulim as well.
So when there's a problem, when there's a difference between the thought and the machshava and the dibor,
mm-hmm.
according to this to the chachamim,
mm-hmm.
so what happens?
It sounds like for the chachamim, it all goes based on machshava,
or it goes based on nothing, and we just or what one
well,
annul,
the, right.
It sounds like one annuls the other one, and basically you're like in a neutral territory.
See, it would be neutral territory.
I don't know.
So Rashi doesn't really say what it is. You're right. Rashi doesn't tell us what would the din be. According to Chacham, I would assume the opposite.
No.
It's according to what I have here. He says it all goes based on machshava, and the siftir all goes based on machshava according to the chachamim.
So basically, what he said doesn't count.
Right. He quotes this is what Rashi seems to say. The Dibur Maskav Hacha. Right. Look at Rashi Vahacha b'maya skinan. This is around 1, 2, 3, 6 medium wide lines down. And Rashi Vahacha b'maya skinan. Dikasani hiktim arelim lemulim pasul. What is that case? Kigon shagamar belibo lahotzi mulin acher arelim. He had a mind to say mulim afterwards. Velomar arelim larelim lemulim. That's what he had in mind. Kol machshava dikachim motzi befivhu. Okay, so he doesn't really say what I thought he would be saying, but this is an interesting Rashi. Anyways, Rashi says when we say machshava, the psul machshava, you have psul, let's say in terms of pigel we spoke of. You had in mind when you're shechting the car, the any carbon, you had in mind that it's going to be eaten after the amount of days it's supposed to be eaten. Excuse me. Or you had in mind it's going to be eaten outside the place it's allowed to be eaten. So Rashi says, machshava really means moti befiv. You have to articulate what you're saying. If the Kohen has a machshava, even though the psukim say machshava, lo yechashev, the pasuk says, it's not about machshava, it's really all about dibor, according to Rashi. Tosa says the same thing here. Tosa dibor masu, Rebbe Meir savar lo ba'in piv libo shavim. Mikan medaktik ri, dehod dekari bechol duchte pigol, pasuk machshava. Whenever Shas refers to pigol as a psul machshava, psul in the thought, Lab dafka doesn't really mean machshava. The ain of pigol achiyotzi bisfasa. This is what it is. Pigol, we said, was that's when you had in mind a machshava to eat the Karim Pesach outside the amount of time you're allowed to eat it. So let's say shlomim could be eaten for 2 days, but when I shechta, I have in mind to eat it for 3 days, that's a psul pigol, that's a psul machshava, the Gemara says.
Well, makom as well, no?
Makom is to eat outside the place. So certain, let's say shlomim, I can eat only inside the walls of Yerushalayim.
So makom is man is pigol?
Yeah. There's a difference. We'll get this
back. Pigul is chayav karet, makom is not.
Right.
It's a big difference.
But they're both called pigul?
No.
It's a discussion in Gemara Zvachim how exactly they are.
But in the maskan, it's not. It's
right. I get confused with it. It could be right.
I think that it's only man, pigul. I think makom is not. I'm not sure why you know much
about that. No, I mean the Gemara is going back and forth. I think typically speaking, we refer to pigul as man, but sometimes the Gemara does refer to pigul as makom also. I don't remember.
Even within
Pesachim,
it's already both
Sodom. No, we saw Zman, and I think I think Arskol explained that the Gemara calls it Pigul, but it's not really Pigul. That in this case, he was calling it Pigul, but Makom is not
right.
Pigul.
So that's part of the confusion.
Rashi says it. Yeah, I think right. So. Yeah, okay.
So they are somewhat interchangeable, but even though they're different in terms of Karis mainly. So Tosa says we learn from here. The fact that Rebbe Meir requires you to articulate what you say, it all goes based on peh, not based on machshava. We learn from here, whenever the Gemara refers to pigul as a psul machshava, it doesn't really mean machshava, it really means bidibur.
Wow, I never knew that.
But the Rambam says it's not based on dibur, it sounds like from the Rambam it is all taloi on machshava, according to the Rambam.
Okay. Dibur makes sense because at least your machshava can go like from one place to another in 1 second, and it's so hard to...
Right, and people have so many thoughts. So which thought you're going to go with?
Right.
The Dibur helps
solidify.
You can solidify.
Have 1,000 thoughts in 1 second.
Right.
So it's like...
You need to put your dot in.
Right?
You need to put your dot in.
That's it.
So fantastic. The Gemara around halfway down. Kusava, Rabbi Meir, Lo, Bain, and Piv, Libo, Shavim. Is it really true? Rabbi Meir does not require this certain, equation between the Piv and Libo. It all goes based on Piv, not about the... Machshava as well, or Minhu, the Gemara brings to Brisa that says as follows differently. Hamiskavin lomar truma, a person what has a mind to say that this fruit is truma, but instead of Amar Meiser, or he has a mind to say Meiser v'Amar truma, but then he instead says truma. Oh, Sheinu Nichnas l'Bayzeh, he says makes another. I'm not going to walk into this house. However, v'Amar l'Zeh, but he says a different house, a different address. Or he's about to say Sheinu Nehena l'Zeh, I'm not going to get Hana from this person, but v'Amar l'Zeh, he says a different person. All of those, lo amar klum, ad shehu piv libo shavim. None of those work until you have the consistency between the mind and the mouth. And this is a stam brisa, a stam mishnah rather. And a mishnah, stam meaning has no author, we attribute to Rabbi Meir. So here we see Rabbi Meir says, you require piv libo shavim. So the Gemara says, you're right. That's not pshat in the acherim. Back to the acherim. So what's pshat in the acherim in terms of the order of mulin before arelim, arelim before mulin? So El Amar Abaye, Reisha Damar Simin Rishon Lemulin, Visimir Sheni Afla Relim. So when it comes to Shchitas Behema, you have to shecht both the Siman, the two Simanim in the throat of the animal, you have to shecht both of them. So what happens is, during the Simin Rishon, when he's shechting the first Simin, So then he has in mind that first simon's for the mulim. And then when he's shechting, the second simon, he's having in mind af le'arelim. So there we have, the besimon sheni nami psicha. Psicha means m'urav, it's mixed. The besimon sheni nami psicha bei mulim. So since he started off with the simon rishon for the mulin, so the shechita is ready for mulin. And then when he goes on to shech the second simon during the shechita, although he has in mind arelim, mulin are mixed within there. Mulin already has been chal in the behema, it's therefore a kasher shechita. However, the seifa, damar simon rishon arelim, where the first simon was done exclusively for the arelim, then simon sheni la mulin, but the second simon for the purpose of the arelim, the besimon rishon, the very first rishon though, it's not meruv with mulim. You have one of the simanim standing alone, which is only for the relim. That's going to disqualify the shechita. Again, when you have the first case where you first shech for the mulim, so once the siman rishon is chal for the mulim, and then the second one carries with it the mulim as well, you have both simanim have a mulim mixed within. But if you start the shechita with a relim first, so then the first siman was exclusively for a relim. Even though later I do the second simon for the mulim, you already have an exclusive arelim, and therefore it's going to disqualify the shechita. That's pshat. Rav Meir goes according to his general reasoning, his l'shitaso. What does Rav Meir hold? So how could you split up two simonim? Who cares? Don't you need both simonim to be matir the shechita? So even though I did arelim first and then mulim, it should be a good shechita, because l'maisa, you look at the overall behema, the overall kashrus of the behema is totally on mulim, says the Gemara. Mefaglin is like the verb for a pigol. In mefaglin, a kohen who has the bad machshava, or as we're saying, he says dibor, he wants to shech this animal to be eaten as man later on. So let's say he only has his mind for half of the matir. Will that be pigol or not? Or for pigol to take place, you have to have pigol in mind for the entire matir. So what does Rashi explain? What's a half a matir? Rashi says, this is 1, 2, 3, 4 medium ones, wide lines down, up, sorry, wide lines up in Rashi. Right, Meir Latame, Damar Bimenachlus, Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir. You can create Pigal on half a Matir. What's half a Matir? The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Pigal Bekomets Velo Bilavona, Bilavona Velo Bekomets. In order for Menachlus to be eaten, the way Menachlus, typical Menachlus are, you do a komets. Komets is you take three fingers, you grab up some of the flour or some of the ready fried flour, you break off the top and the bottom, that's a kmitza, and then you put it onto the mizbech. The leftovers, the shirayim, are eaten by the kohanim. Now, in addition to the komets, you also have to take some lavona. Lavona is some of the fragrance, right. The fragrances need to be also offered onto the mizbech. So you need both the kmitza and the lavona. So let's say I was mefagel for the komets, but not the lavona, or lavona and not the komets. What's the din? Right, Meir Omer Pigel. Even though the lavona is only half a matir, or the komets is only half a matir, still nonetheless, right, Meir says you can have chalos pigel on both of them. And Rashi goes on to explain the chacham Omer ain bokaris ad shiifagel b'chol matir. Right, chacham argue no, there's no karis until you're mefagel on both. Matirim, both in this case the komets and lavona, again, right, Meir holds half of them, you could have pigol and half of them. Here too also, when it comes to the shechita, there are two matirim, there's two simanim, rishon and simon sheni. So even though you had a relim for only one of them, it's half a matir, right, Meir said you could still have pigol on half a matir. Okay. That concludes the Gemara, let's begin the new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah. Hashochet is a Pesach al hachametz over below sasein. The din deraisa that if you shecht karm Pesach on Ner Pesach while having chametz, you get a low sasein. Where's this pasuk? Rashi tells us. Rashi says this is the first wide line down in Rashi. Hashochet is a Pesach al hachametz over below sasein. Delo sishchat al hachametz vigomer. That's a pasuk. You can't shecht the Pesach while having chametz. There's another pasuk also. Rabbeinu Chananel brings a different pasuk. The Acharon want to know why Rashi brings his pasuk versus Rabbeinu Chananel's pasuk. We won't get into that. But there's a Mefurash pasuk that says you cannot shech the Karban Pesach while having chametz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af HaTamid. On Er Pesach, you're not allowed to even shech the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim while having chametz. Because at that time, you're supposed to get rid of all your chametz. So if you shech the Karban Tamid while having that, he extends that as well. That's also going to be a violation of this law. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Omer. HaPesach b'arba'asar l'shmo chayv. if you shechle Pesach on Erev Pesach, lishmo l'shem Pesach, while having chametz, all those conditions, then you're chayev. However, v'shelo l'shmo pater, but let's say you shechle Karim Pesach on Erev Pesach, but l'shem, shelo l'shmo, which means l'shlamim, then you're going to be pater. V'shar kol zvachim, any other carbon, whether it's a tamid, whether it's an ola, anything else you bring, kol zvachim, bein l'shman, bein shelo l'shman pater. In that, in such a case, you're pater. The Gemara is going to explain all these cases, not necessarily today, but they're going to go through. Uvim moed, though, during chol moed, this is important, he says, l'shmo pater, if I shech the Karim Pesach during the moed, then you're pater, because a Pesach shechted l'shmo the rest of the year, other than Erev Pesach, is going to be a shlamim. Rav Shimon holds, you're only chayv for Pesach l'shem Pesach. But Pesach l'shmo during Pesach is actually a shlamim. This is therefore your pater. But if it's shelo l'shmo chayv, but if it's a Karim Pesach during Pesach, shelo l'shmo, that turns into a shlamim, and that actually going to be chayv, and that we have to, the Gemara is going to explain what the difference is. Again, very confusing, but hopefully the Gemara will clarify all these things. Vishar kol zvachim, all the other zvachim, during the moed, bein l'shman, bein shelo l'shman chayv. Chutz min achata, sheshach to shelo l'shman.
They talk in regards to chametz.
Right.
So how can you have chametz in moed?
You're not allowed to, but if you do have, so you're over an Isser, not only are you over the Isser of having chametz, but you're also over the Isser of shechting a carbon while having chametz. So just to clarify Rabbi Shimon for a moment. Rabbi Shimon comes along and he's mechadish that there's a difference between Erev Pesach during the rest of Pesach. Erev Pesach, you're only chayv for shechting a Pesach l'shem Pesach. The rest of the moed, you're chayv for anything that's not Pesach. For Pesach, you're pater, but anything that's not Pesach, any carbon, you are chayv on. That's a basic difference between Rabbi Shimon and the others. So now, there's a lot to talk about here on the Isser of Lo Tishchad HaChametz, that you can't check the Karim Pesach and, while having Chametz. So first of all, in terms of what's the Shir, how much Chametz do you have to own to be Chayiv Chametz? Is it a Kol Shu? There's an Isser Deraisa to have even a Kol Shu of Chametz. So Rambam writes that even having a Kezayah, you need to have a Kezayah, a Shir Kezayah, to be over the Isser Deraisa of Shechita of the Karim Pesach. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to know, how do you get the Shir Kezayis? I don't understand. Shir Kezayis only exists when there's a Lashon Achila. But there's no Achila, it says Lo Tishka. The Isser is a Maisa Shechita, not a Maisa Achila. Where in the world does Ram get the Isser that you need a Shir of Kezayis? So Minchas Chinuch points out as follows. The Gemara in Sukkah, coming up a few places, Sukkah and elsewhere, that the Gemara has this line that Kol Shirurim is Kezayis. All Shirurim are Kezayis. And what's the meaning of Kol Shirurim are Kezayis? That's not true. I have a Grogaris here, I have a Kosevis here. So many different dinim, depending on other dinim. Kibetza here. So what do you mean all Shirurim are Kezayis? The Gemara says, no, Rove Shirurim are Kezayis. Most Shirurim are Kezayis. So Minchas Chinuch says, the default is always Kezayis. The Shir of any Isser is always Kezayis, unless the Gemara tells us elsewhere. Otherwise. So the Gemara tells us when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's Tola and Kosevis. When it comes to Shabbos, it's Grogaris. When it comes to Tumah, it's about Kibetza. But when we don't know otherwise, we assume Kezayis. That's the default. And therefore, since we don't know anything else other than during Lo Tishchad HaChametz, we have no shir, it must be the default of a Kezayis.
Sure. What's the case of a Shochet et HaPesach HaChametz? Meaning that he owned...
The Gemara is going to discuss who owned, the Kohen
right.
owned, the Shochet owned, the
right.
Kabbalah.
And where is it? I mean, okay.
The Gemara is going to discuss. Well, where is it? It has to be in someone's possession of one of these individuals.
Individual, independently where the Shechita is, if he owns it.
The Gemara will discuss in the Azara, outside, all those things will be discussed in just a few moments. Now, the question is, let's say a person did Shech the Karim Pesach while having Chametz. Whoever owned the Chametz, we'll get to. Will the Shechita be a valid Shechita or not? So the bottom Tosus says, HaShochet Pesach al HaChametz over below Saseh, says Tosus, Omer Rivab da Pesach Kosher. It's a good Pesach still, nonetheless. The Ha Lo Shina Lav HaKosev La'akev. What does it mean, Shina Lav HaKosev La'akev? We saw this already, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. When it comes to Kachim, how do I know when Kachim, something is Ma'akev the Kachim? So when Shina Lav HaKosev, when the Pasuk repeats something, when it repeats the idea, the concept, that tells us it's coming to La'akev. There's no double mention of this Isser of Shechita, of having Chametz. Since it doesn't double the Pasuk, it's not going to be Me'akev.
So if it's one time, it's Asr. If it's twice, it's Me'akev.
Exactly. The Gemara's in Zvachim will repeat this concept over and over again. Just seeing like... Okay, fine. Now, apparently, the Tzlach wants to make a deacon, and Rashi later on, he seems to think that Rashi thinks it's actually going to be pasul. The Shechita will, Shechita, while having Chametz, will disqualify the status of the Karban Pesach. That's a deacon, the Tzlach. I'm not sure if everybody agrees to that. Just one other thing on this din, is that the Sefer Achinach seems to imply, the din of Shechting the Pesach while having Chametz, what's the Zman? When does that kick in? L'chora, it only exists after Chatzos when there's an issur to have Chametz. But before Chatzos, where you're allowed to have Chametz, l'chora, there shouldn't be an issur of Shechita Karban Pesach, because I'm allowed to have Chametz. It should only exist after Chatzos, where there's an issur to own Chametz.
Well, we said 7.5 and 8.5.
All right, so you're saying, but even though the Shechita is perhaps at the wrong time, the Shechita is at the wrong time, but it shouldn't necessarily be an issur of Shechita while having Chametz, because there's no issur to have Chametz now. Apparently, the Minchas Chinuch makes a diak in the Sefer Chinuch that there is a issur the entire day.
Because it says clearly that Tishchat.
Right. But still, but why should there be an issur? To do a Shechita's Pesach while having Chametz, even before Chatzos. Even though there's no issur, I'm allowed to own Chametz. But right. Still, it's not dependent on the issur Chametz, it depends on simply having Chametz or not having Chametz. Now, on Yud Gimel, it wouldn't be an issue because Yud Gimel, there's no mitzvah Shechitas HaPesach.
Right.
There's a mitzvah Shechitas HaPesach on Yud Dal. The entire day, there's a mitzvah. The ideal time is after 7.5 hours, but still.
So basically what he's saying is that the Zman of Chametz starts at a certain time, but if you do the Pesach before, the Zman of Bir Chametz is earlier. It has to be always before Shechitas HaPesach.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's, again, it's only a Sefer Chinuch, and it's only a Deek in the Sefer Chinuch, I think, but it's a Shechita out there to be familiar with. The says of the Gemara now, Amar Rishlag, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rishlakish says, Liolam Eino Chayv Ad Sheheya Chametz L'Shochet Ol Zorik. The only time you're Chayv is when either the Shochet or the person being Zorik, the Zrikas Adam has it, or Le'echa Mimblei Chabur, or somebody part of the Chabur, the guest list that you've put together, if one of them has it, and he writes, V'ad Sheyehe Imo Bazara, until you have the Chametz with you in the Azara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afa Pishein Imo Bazar. Rabbi Yochanan agrees to who owns it. Either the Shochet has to own it, or the person being Zorik, or any members of the Chabur. Macholkas is whether it has to be with you in the Azara, or even outside the Azara. If you look back in Rashi for a moment on the previous page, Amin Aleph, all the way to the bottom, the last line, he says, we could begin from that last line, even though it's not the beginning of Rashi, but Midichsiv, the first word on the line, Lo Sishchat Velo Yolin Kol Sheyeshen Vahalona Yeshen Vashchita. Fine, the Gemara will explain that. V'im Yesh Le'echa Mehen Kulan Ovrim. Now, who's over the Isser? Is the Shochet over? Is the person who owns the Chametz over? Who gets the Avera?
Who's the Shochet? The Kohen?
The Shochet could be anybody. The Shochet Pasuk says that the Kohen, I forget exactly the Pasuk, but only Mishchita Vahalon, only after the Shchita do you require Kohen. But the Shechita itself can be done even by a Zar. Now, I don't think any Zar can do it. I think only the Baal, someone who's bringing the carbon, can bring it. But even a non-Kohen could do the Shechita. After the Shechita, only a Kohen is allowed to do the rest of the Avodas. So from here, we see in Rashi that if anyone owns it, well, at least if right, any of these people, the Zorik, the Shochet, or B'nai Chabura, own Chametz, every single person part of the Chabura is going to get an Avera. That's the opinion of Rashi. Tosas writes, top Tosas, the next page. O la'achem mi bechabur, omari, de lo mechai ba'al chametz ela ha'shochet ba'zorek. Nope. De lo sishkar amarachmana. Not everybody gets the violation. Only the person doing the ma'isa shchita gets the, and the ma'isa zrika get the iser. But the bechabur, I'm part of the bechabur. I can own chametz and cause somebody else to get an iser. That's big machok is Rashi and Tosas. And Rambam has yet a third opinion. The Rambam says, whoever owns the Chametz, he's the one who gets the Avera. So now this is interesting. The guy who does a Shechita makes me get an Avera for owning Chametz. So you have all three opinions. Either the Maisa Shechita, the Shochet, the Zorik, those get the Avera, or the person who owns the Chametz, or everybody, the entire group, get the Averas.
Tosfos is basically arguing on the Gemara.
No, the Gemara just says who has to own the Chametz. But it doesn't say who gets the Avera. Now the Gemara is going to try to understand what's the Machlokas Reish Lakish versus Rabbi Yochanan about whether the Chametz has to be within the Azara or even outside the Azara, you get the Isser. So says the Gemara, B'mai K'mifkli, what are they arguing about? Ilei Ma'bal, Ba'al, B'samach K'mifkli, when the Pasuk says Ba'al. Does Ba'al mean B'samach next to, or does it not mean besamach? Look at top Rashi. He says ba'al besamach. Kol hecha dechsev al. Whenever it says al, the Torah says al mashma besamach. It means next to. V'hacha. In our context, it says al chametz ksev. Lo sishchat al chametz. Don't shecht on chametz. Next to chametz. Kmo v'alav matim minasha. Brings a raya for the concept that al means samach. Is that the machloka? Says the Gemara. Again, ilayma ba'al besamach. Kmifkli. They're arguing whether al means samach or not. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish shavar al besamach. It means next to, and therefore Rish Lakish requires the chametz to be al, to be besamach inside the azara to get the avera. And Rabbi Yochanan shavar lo b'inan al besamach. Al does not mean next to mamish. Even outside the azara, you'll get the avera. But that can't be the case. That can't be the machlokis. Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. V'ha iplugu b'chazat mi and zimna. They already argue about this very machlokis one other time. The Mishnahs don't repeat the same machlokis. So where is the other Mishnah we see they're arguing about this? The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Hashoche Toda, actually a different question. Hashoche Toda Lefnim, if you shech the carbon Toda. The carbon Toda is a carbon you bring. The four cases that you'll let this, a person who goes through a midbar, people who go through dangerous experiences have to bring a carbon Toda to show thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, along with the carbon Toda, you also have to bring breads, a certain 40 breads along with them. So what's the din? If let's say Hashoche Toda Lefnim, the person shechs the carbon Toda inside the Azara. Vilachma, it's bread, it's lechem shalah, the bread is chutz lechom, is outside the walls. Lo kudash lechem. The lechem, the bread, is not mekudash. My chutz lechom. What does it mean outside the walls? So Rabbi Yochanan, Amar chutz lechom as base pagi. It's outside the wall, base pagi, which is some distant place, far away from Yushalayim. Really, mechok is exactly where it is, but it's far outside Yushalayim. Aval chutz lechom as hazara, kadash. But let's say it's outside the Azara, but within Yushalayim, it will be Kadosh there. So again, even though the Toda, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though the Toda is in the Azara, and the bread is outside the Azara, but inside Yushalayim, they're not Samach, Rabbi Yochanan allows it to be Kadosh. Because he doesn't think Al means Dafka Samach. Rabbi Shlokish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Amar Afilu Chutz Lechomas Azara, even if it's outside the Azara, just a few feet away, lo kadosh.
The lechem, you're not makriv with the korban toda.
It gets mekudash, it gets kedusha, but the bread you actually give out to eat. You have to eat and you share with guests, but it doesn't go on the mizbeach.
It doesn't need to be with the korban.
Right, but Rish Lakish says it has to be in the azara. Says Rish Lakish, afilu chutz lechomas azara. If it's outside the azara, even just a few feet, lo kadosh. Al mabein and al b'samach. Rish Lakish thinks the word al. The pasuk says al in the context of the toda and the lechem. You need al mamish samach, mamish next to each other, for it to take effect. Now, we'll leave that aside. So we see already the machlokas, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, we're already arguing about in one other place. Why would they repeat the machlokas here in the context of lo sishchat adam, al chametz rather? So Ella Gemara suggests maybe they're arguing about the following. Basra's safik kemifili. They're arguing about when you give hasra on a suffix. What does that mean? This is always a very complicated din. So says Rashi, Basra suffix kamifli, the malchus lesa el basra. In order to give malchus to somebody, you have to give them a hasra. You first have to warn them that you're about to do an issa deraisa, and this is the pasuk, this is an issa to shecht while having chametz. Now, v'chi masrinim bei, lo sishchat al chametz. When you warn them, don't violate the issa deraisa, as quoted in the pasuk. Yi chazin chametz gavei masrinim bei. If you see there's vale chametz in his possession, and you warn him, Havi Hasra Savade. That's a Vade Hasra. You know he's about to violate an Isser. That's a Vade Aveira about to take place. Vilo, but let's say you don't see Chametz. You just say, I'm warning you, if you happen to have Chametz, you're going to violate an Isser. I have no idea if you have Chametz or not. That's Hasra Safik. Because you giving the warning, you have no idea whether he's subject to the Isser or not. But that's a Hasra Safik. Vafilo Ishtake Chadavale Bebesa. Even though it turns out he happens to have Chametz in his house, came into Anan Lo Havi Yadinan. Since we don't know, when we're giving the Hasra, we have no idea if he has Chametz in his house. Lav Hasrahi, that's the Hasra. And Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Hasra Safik Shmasra. Rabbi Yochanan thinks, even though it's only a Safik, it will still be good Hasra. V'yishtakach davilei Michaev. So that's the Machlokas. So let's understand this Machlokas. Reish Lakish says, Hasra Safik is not a good Hasra. So therefore, the only way this person could violate the Avera and get Malkus is if I see the Lechem inside the Azara. Not because the Lechem, the Chametz, has to be next to the Kachim. It's because I have to know. I just have to be able to see it. How do I see it? Well, if I see standing here, and I see he has Chametz right next to him, I know. that he has chametz, and it's a hasras vada. But if I don't see it, it's somewhere out in his house. I have no idea if there's bread there still. He could tell me. I don't know if it's true or not. That won't be an iser and won't result in malchus because it's only hasra safek. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Hasra safek is considered a hasra, and therefore, if I say to him, "Don't shecht while having chametz," even though I have no idea, he might have chametz miles away. That will not. That will be, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it will be a hasra and can result in malchus.
But you can even go one step further that he could actually be mafkir at any second the chametz, so the hasra could also, like.
Well, I guess according to Reish Lakish, then you have to ask the question to Reish Lakish. Then, if he has chametz in his, I guess it has to be a. That's a question. All the Acharon struggle with the following question. I guess similar to what you're saying, a different type of question, but the same idea. I think. Any time you warn someone, he might not do the avera, right. Even though he has chametz, he might not shecht it, or he might be mafkir. So it's always going to be a straw suffix. And the Acharon struggle to understand right. This concept. Rav Chanan has this very strange answer. He says. No, only this case has Hasra Safik, but I don't even get it. I don't understand right. Clearly what he says, but they struggle with this question because every single time they give a Hasra, it's a Safik, whether it will happen or not. So what differentiates this Hasra Safik from a case of not knowing if he has Chametz at all?
Well, because you can say that it's only that the Safik is for an external reason, not for the intrinsic Chet itself.
Meaning that here we know he has all the detail. He owns a chametz.
Meaning there's always going to be a safek if he's going to do that way or not. But that doesn't count as a safek. The safek is if there is any outside ingredient in that, uh-huh. that can. That
so you have to see that if that works for every single case.
Right.
So you have to. Okay, fine. Now in terms of hasra safek, there's a chakira that the Acharon point out is. Why is a Hasra Safik not a good Hasra? If you assume, like Reish Lakish, that's not a good Hasra, why not? Is it not a good Hasra because the Hasra itself is weak? It's lacking the Hasra. Since in me, I'm being master him, I just don't know enough. I'm lacking the Das, the knowledge, and therefore it's a weaker Hasra? Or do we say that when the guy is over the Avera, it's not a full Mazed? It's not a full Mazed. Since he didn't receive a full Hasra, his action was not a real Avera B'mezid. Or he said, no, it wasn't Avera B'mezid, but from my perspective as being master him, it wasn't a full Hasra. But it was still amazed, but without Hasra, you can't give Malchus.
But the suffix by who?
Suffix is by the master. So, but the guy doing so, for me, there's a Chisar in my Hasra, L'chor, that's the Pashat shot, I think. But you could say from his perspective, since he never received the full Hasra, his action was not considered a gomor.
But your Lashon isn't any different. When you give a Hasra Safik, your Lashon's not different. And in his mind, he knows whether or not he's over the Yisr because he received the Hasra and he has the awareness. It's not a Safik.
But
so how is he less of a Mazid?
I also think, right, I think that Hasra has nothing to do with Mazid Ashoga.
Well, the Gemara says
it's just a matter that if he's going to get Malchus or not. I mean, basically, if a guy, let's say somebody's Mechal Shabbos and there's nobody to give him an Asra, and the guy knows it's Asra, the guy is Chayav. I mean, it's not Chayav Malchus, it's Chayav. I mean, and if he wouldn't know, he would be Shogeg. Whether I think that when somebody gives an Asra, you're not talking about the guy. About a case where he's shogeg and it's turning into mazed. Is that the guy knows he's doing something wrong, but you're saying, listen, if you do it, this is what's going to happen to you. But the guy before got the Hasra already knew that it's Hasra.
Right, so there's another Hakira in Hasra, which, based on what I think what we're discussing, what's the purpose of Hasra? Even before Hasra, what's the purpose right. of Hasra? Either Hasra is, like Gemara says, lahavchin bein shogeg il mazed, the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin and elsewhere.
Yeah, we learned.
We have to know. Basin has to know. How do I know? I can't make him give him a punishment for mazed. We don't know. We can only know if we gave him Hasra, and yet he did the Maisa anyways, then we know that was Mazid. Right. Perhaps even without the Hasra, there was Mazid. That's one perspective. Let's just say the other perspective. Or, Mazid is only called Mazid when it's done in the face of Hasra. That's the sheer and the merit. It's so rebellious when he said, I'm going to hear the Hasra, and I'm going to do the Avera anyways in the face of that Hasra. That makes the Maisa more of a Maisa Mazid. So does the Hasra define the Maizid? There's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin which seems to indicate this. Does the Hasra create the Maizid? Or no, the Maizid is there regardless of whether I say anything. But Basin needs the Hasra to know what happened.
Yeah, but then you should never be able, you should always be a Chayav Chatas, Korban, when you do something that is Chayav Karis unless you got Maizid, unless you got Hasra.
No, because let's say there's no hasra.
You still chayav. So you still. But if you do something amazing and you're chayav kares, you still patur from a korban chatas if you didn't get hasra, right?
Exactly. Only b'shoge. If you did amazing,
right?
That you knew was amazing.
But there's no qualification that somebody has to give you hasra.
Correct.
Patur min
hachayav. Hasra is only for punishments.
In regards to what other choice you have, misalta. You don't know what's on their mind, if they have chametz, if they don't have chametz, and you're afraid of not getting a chetz, or whatever the punishment for this chetz, while they're having chametz doing the shechita. What other choice beside the Torah you have?
What do you mean, other choice?
I mean, you don't know what's on the guy's mind.
Correct.
You don't know if he has a chametz or doesn't have chametz. You're about to bring the korban, to do all the process of the korban. And you might do it while some of them has chametz,
right.
And because one of the shita, one of the argument, you'll be chayav. And the other shita, and the other shita said that because of the atra that you gave, you will be patur.
Right.
But beside atra, what other choice you have, you know, to get rid of the hook, to get off the hook. So
I'm not sure. I mean, for who to get off the hook, the person.
Anybody that might get bichayav in regards to that action that somebody has as chametz.
I mean, if no one gave you a hasra, so you're not going to get mal. Okay, let's talk. If you were to shecht while having chametz, there's an avera, for
yes.
Sure. Definitely an avera.
So the how do you prevent that? Because you have no control about other people.
Oh, you have to choose a nice guest list.
So what are the choices you have besides atra? At least, you know, I said mine. Now it's your own responsibility. It's between you and the makom.
As the Gemara says, make sure you hang out with people who know the halacha. The Gemara is talking about later on what type of chaburas to make. Certain chaburas you shouldn't make because
they're bringing so many cases.
okay, there are nafkamiyas, but we're running out of time in terms of the question of hasra safek.
Today's Thursday.
Right. So, the Gemara says now, so really they're arguing about Hasra al-Safik, whether Hasra al-Safik is considered Hasra or not. The Gemara says, Bahanami ha-pligi b'chadas minim. They already argued about this one other time. Ditmar says in the Brisa, or statement rather, Shruah sha'ocha kikar zu'ayom. I'm going to make a Shruah that I'm going to eat the kikar piece of bread today. V'avar ha'yom v'lo'achla, the day passes, he never eats it. So B'yochanan Reish Lakish, Damri Tervayo, both of them say, Ain't a loka. Both agree you don't get malchus in such a case. Yeah, this comes up a number of places in Shas.
Yeah.
So Gemara says, "Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Aloka, you don't get Malkus. Mishum Dehavei Lav Lei Lav Shein B'Maisa, Michol Lav Shein B'Maisa Ein Lokan Lav." Because the fact that I made a shvur that I'm going to eat it and I didn't eat it, that was a non-action. You don't get Malkus for Lav Shein B'Maisa. Aval Asra Safek Shema Asra, but the Asra was actually a good Asra that I warned him. Make sure to eat the shvur. But isn't that a Asra Safek whether he'll eat the food or not eat the food? But it was still good Hasra. The only reason why you're put from Malkus is for a different reason, the Lav Shein B'Maisa. But from the Hasra perspective, it was a good Hasra. Reish Lakish, Amar, Ein Aloka, he agrees you don't get Malkus, but for a different reason. Mishun Havalei Hasra Safek, Hasra Safek, Lo Shme Hasra. It wasn't a good Hasra, nothing to talk about. Aval, he would hold Lav Shein B'Maisa, Lokan Lav. But he thinks from the angle of a non-action, that would be considered still, would be deserving of Malkus. So we see here they're arguing on two planes. One plane they're arguing whether Lav Shein B'Maisa gets Malkus or not, but that's not our concern. They're also arguing whether a Hasra Safek is considered a Hasra or not. So we see they already argued about that concept here. Why do they argue about it again in the case of Chametz? So it says the Gemara, Amrei Li'olim Ba'al Samach Kamithli. They really are arguing whether Al means Samach or does not mean Samach. But didn't we already say they argued on this about Toda and the Lechem? Why do they argue about the concept of Al being Samach or not in two different times? The Gemara says, Shichi, you need both of these cases. If they only argued in the case of Chametz here, Hava Mina Bahahu Huda Kamar B'Yochanan Delo Ba'in and Al B'Samach. Only in the case of chametz, they don't have to mamish be next to each other. You could shech the Pesach in the Azara, have the chametz miles away. Only in this case are you going to be violated. Because mishum de asahum, because there's an iser, and an iser is more chamer. The cholhecha de iser, wherever you have chametz, it's going to be an iser, more chamer because of the iser. Aval, in mekadish lechem, but when it comes to mekadish lechem, so lo kadish el bifnim, maybe Rabbi Yochanan will agree, you mamish need them next to each other when it comes to the kedushas Toda, aim a modi leather b'shimin lakish. The be'ina and al b'samach, you have to have the mamish next to each other to create the kedusha. The is agave kaddish. If it's inside the azara, it's going to be kaddish. Ilo lo kaddish. If it's not, it's not. Mida the havia klisharis, just like klisharis. Machlokas Rashi, tells us how to understand, just like klisharis, what the raya is. Rashi's klisharis means that for klisharis to be mekadesh, it has to be dafka inside the klisharis. So too, it has to be dafka in the azara for the lechem to be kadesh. Therefore, you would think Rabbi Yochanan would require the lechem to be bifnim for the toda. Therefore, tzricha, you have to say no. He even argues by the carbon toda that lechem could be mekadesh even outside the azara. Okay. Now, if Iyashmin, the other way, if you taught simply in Mikadesh Lechem, that Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlakish argue about whether the Lechem's inside the Azar or not in regards to the Toda. So, have a mean of Bahach, Kama Rishlakish, Debin and Al Basamech. Only there does Rishlakish require Al Mamish inside the Azar for the Lechem to be Kaddish. The Isagave be Kaddish, if it's inside the Azar, it's Kaddish. If it's low Kaddish, if it's outside, it's not Kaddish. Aval Inyan Chametz, maybe when it comes to Chametz, our case. Mo delay Rabbi Yochanan. He would agree to Rabbi Yochanan de lo b'inan al b'samach. Since it's an Isser, even if you own it miles away, maybe you should violate the Isser also. And the Isser who v'chol heicha the Isser tshicha. And therefore, you have to teach machlokes also in regards to shechitas Pesach while having chametz. Says the Gemara now, ba'i minei roshaya remi ami ein lo l'shochet v'yeshal echa mi b'chabur mahu. So Rav Hoshaya, Rashi points out, is Rav Hoshaya had a shaila. The Gemara above had an answer, but now Rav Hoshaya didn't know the answer. What's halacha if the shochet does not have chametz, but one of the bnei chabur do? The Gemara above already told us you still got the answer, but Rav Hoshaya wasn't sure the answer. Amar lei miksev lo sishchat al chametzecha. Does it say don't shecht the shochet shouldn't shecht on your chametz, referring to the shochet? No, it says lo sishchat al chametz. Don't shecht ksiv. Don't shecht while there's chametz. Lav dafka the chametz of the shochet. The Gemara says. That's the case. It says, don't shech while they're being chametz. So if anybody in the entire world has chametz, you should get the iser. The pasuk says, don't do shechita, and also don't leave anything over that night from the carbon pesach. Don't leave nosar. What's the connection between these two? Lo sishchat al chametz, hanach de kaimei alem mishum lo yalim. Don't shech while having chametz, any of the people who are required to keep the Isser of Lo Salim. In other words, all the Bnei Chabura who get the Isser of Lo Salim, they get the Isser of leaving Karban Pesach over, all those are the ones who are not allowed to have chametz while doing the Shechita. And that's the Raya, the answer to Rav Hoshaya, how we know that any of the Bnei Chabura who have chametz is going to be a violation of the Isser Shechita. So Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach Kohen HaMakdeh Sechelev, over below Sasei, so the Kohen who's makdir the fats of the carbon is also going to get the Isser. Hol v'yeshem v'chal halonas emurim. He's not allowed to leave the emurim overnight. He's going to get an Isserlina. Since there's an Isserlina, there's also going to be the Isser of having chametz during the Shechitas HaPesach. Even the Kohen. Even though the Kohen may not be part of the Chabura, he's just doing the Avoda for you, but since he's doing the Avoda for your Karim Pesach, his ownership of chametz will affect your Isser Shechita. Tanya Kavasi the Repapa, there's a brisa that supports the opinion of Repapa. Hashochet es haPesach al haChametz over below says, if you shecht while having chametz, you get it lav. Amesai, when is the shoe? Bizman shehu l'shochet, when the shochet has chametz, o the zorik, o the echam ibnei chabura. However, hayal echam is sofa olam, if somebody anywhere else in the world has chametz, ain't zakaklo, you're not connected to him, you're not obligated to him. He has no shaychas to your chabura. You're not chayv any iser. Ve'echar haShochet, ve'echar haZorik, ve'echar haMaktir chayv. Now the person who shechs it, the person who sprinkles the blood, and the person who's makdir, all those individuals are chayv. They get the iser for doing the avoda while somebody of the bnei chabur would have chametz. Aval hamolik is oh, somebody who did malika bar basar ain't over below klum. What's the malika? What are you talking about malika? We're talking about carbon pesach. So Rashi points out that the second wide line down in Rashi, ve'echad ha-shochet es ha-pesach, ve'echad ha-zorik es damo, ve'echad ha-molek chat ha-sa'of de mechus ha-kipurim. We spoke about before that after the carbon tamid, if a person's mechus ha-kipurim, he's a zav, he's a mitzvah, he needs to bring the mechus ha-kipurim to allow him to partake in the carbon pesach that evening, he's allowed to bring that carbon pesach. So if someone does malika on the oaf, which is needed to give him the mechus ha-kipurim, that kohen will not get the iser of Shechitas HaPesach. Only the ones being involved in the Karban Pesach, not any other Karbanos of that day.
I still don't understand. I mean, so they brought the Tamid, and after the Tamid, this guy was Mechusar Kippurim.
Right.
And he brought let's say...
The Chatas Of or something, right.
What does that have to do? That has nothing to do with the Karban. I mean, it's a matter, for, it gives you permission to do it, but it is the Pasuk of Al Tishchat... it doesn't apply to this, right? What's a havamina that he should be?
Right, so you look at Rashi before him, Rashi, higher up, Aval HaMolek HaSa'uf, he says, Shem Chusik Yipurim, Da'amrim B'Pirkin, D'Kashil HaKrava Achar Tamid, like we said, Shuzman Shechidas HaPesach, Eino Over Allah Mishum Lo Tishchar HaChamit, Ula Kaman, Moki Lek Rabbi Shimon, D'Mechayim Nami Ashar Zvachim B'Moed.
Ah, okay.
That's what he's referring to.
That's from the Mishnah.
Exactly, right. Okay. So I guess we'll stop here, and the Gemara does carry over to the next page, but we're running out of time, so
okay.
Good stuff today. All right. Yeah.